Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Jim, this is Ken Gronbeck, your dear close personal friend. Happy birthday. I just wanted to tell you that according to the U.S. Census, if a man in the United States makes it to age 65, he has a 1 in 3 chance of making it to 90. Jim, I think you're sailing. Take care.
Holy mackerel. The mayhem ensues. The mayhem continues, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a rough ride today. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for being here on this day. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. RickMaurer.com is his website. M-A-U-R-E-R. And is how you spell his last name. His books are there. All the things that he does are there. All the writing and all the examples of how he works with his clients are there. We're talking about delegating versus dumping. When you dismiss someone with a project that they really aren't prepared to do, that's dumping. Delegating is where you've got a plan. They understand the plan. Everybody understand how it works, who's got to do the job, and what's expected of them. How was that tour, Rick?
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
And so you got some stories to tell us about the difference, right?
Well, yeah, I do. The bad side is probably pretty easy to to come up with. But a couple of good stories. One is, I just heard a guy, the head of Pixar Animation, like the movie Frozen, which was, I guess, maybe the top grossing movie ever.
I haven't seen it, but my kids, my grandkids have. They love it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. But, I mean, Pixar's a big deal. And he said that, and he's just written a book, I don't know the name of it, but he said a thing that, when the founders of creative companies start something, I mean, they're creative, and so they understand the creative process. But once it gets big and business people take over, they said, an important thing, and that is the first product, the first thing we come up with stinks.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's not because people aren't committed. He said, it's bad. He said, the first version of Frozen was awful, just awful.
I'll be darned.
He said, what it takes is trust that you got the right people, that they're working well together, they're committed, and that first product is not going to be. So that's a real, man, that takes guts for the person delegating.
Well, yeah, because I mean, there is this Concord syndrome, you know, the Concord fallacy, right? The sunk cost issue, where if you've got a project that doesn't work. You know, as entrepreneurs, Rick, we're prone to ride it out to the bitter end, right? and ride it all the way down to the crash scene.
Yep.
So how do you know? I mean, do you go through one, two, three revolutions? When do you? How do you know? You know when to get off?
Well, I think, you know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, the Pixar guys, but I think he's saying that just typically that first draft, you know, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
So I would say if the second draft is bad, you probably ought to start looking at what's going
right
on.
So give it, it's two cycles, right?
You've got to have, but you got to have experience. And so whatever the change is or whatever the project is, you sort of got to know the players and you've got to know that kind of project. Like, we're going to do a beta test and the first one's going to be sloppy and there's going to be bugs. You know, and if we just know that, you know, that's okay. And then if they're the same bugs or worse bugs the second round, then we know we got some performance problems there or some system problems we got to take care of.
There's a magic question that I have come up with over the years that I use, Rick, that absolutely clears the fog on what you're talking about right there. And when you finish a project, when you put a project together and it's less than desirable, then just get your people together and look each other in the eye and say, okay, what did we learn?
You betcha.
Not doggone it. How did this happen? How could we have let this happen? Oh, boy, that didn't work out like we thought. Just say, all right, what did we learn?
You know, and the military has a thing called after-action reports, and they do it after everything. It doesn't even have to be a big thing.
That's
you
right.
know, and the purpose is we got to learn from this. And if it was a success, they do it too. So just build into the system, we are going to do an after-action report. And that may sound fancier than it needs to be. It could be sitting around over a cup of coffee. But it, the important thing is, what did we learn? And I think you're right. It's a brilliant question that doesn't get asked very much.
Well, and as long as your people know, to me, the power of that question is, as long as people know that that's what you're going to ask instead of saying you're fired, as long as people know that, then they're going to be more likely to be committed to what you're working on. And to not and to worry more about results than about being fired.
Yep, I agree.
Or reprimanded.
Rick Once Mauer, again, you're right as always, birthday boy.
Oh, I prefer "Oh, great one," Rick, if you don't mind.
Oh, I see.
Rick Mauer.
I forgot my script.
RickMauer.com, ladies and gentlemen. Mauer. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
It was a pleasure, Jim.
Rick will be here. Be back another day. I'll be back. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.